Stu, we got all kinds of problems. We're going to war. We got, you know, Israel is bombing the hell out of Lebanon. They're bombing the hell out of Iran. They've annexed Gaza and Palestine. We've got thousands of Americans that are dying on their rooftops right now in Western North Carolina. Billions of dollars, by the way, has been sent to all kinds of other countries. Tens of thousands of dollars given to millions of illegal immigrants as they pour into our country. Why in the hell would you still be talking about COVID, Stu? It's way past COVID. We're over 4 years out from the COVID scamdemic, Stu. And we realize that it ruined and ended the lives of millions of Americans and billions of people worldwide. Why are you still talking about it? Well, because just because time has passed doesn't mean that things have gotten any better or that the onslaught and the murder campaign has ended. There are still people right now who every single day are waking up and struggling with the wounds that the scamdemic, this biological warfare attack, left behind. Whether they were attacked by the fake virus that was cooked up at Fort Detrick in a laboratory, transferred to UNC Chapel Hill for some more gain of function, and then exported to China and Ukraine to one of these level 4 bioweapons labs operated by the Pentagon, overseen by the CIA, funded by you, the taxpayer. Or if they were attacked with the deadly PCR tests themselves, which the NIH now confirms had nanobots in it. Stu was a conspiracy theorist. There's no nanotechnology in these PCR tests. The NIH admits it now. I'll post the paper published by the NIH on my X channel this evening. Or maybe you were contaminated by the bioweapon clot shot death jab that was forced into your body. People are suffering. People are still dying suddenly. And for some, this has become a hopeless situation. At least that's how they feel. Because their entire lives have changed. They used to be active and out with their kids. Their lives have been turned completely upside down, completely thrown off course. And now, 4 years after the scamdemic began, they're still dealing with horrible aftershocks of COVID. Like the jab side effects that their doctors and their media and their politicians told them didn't exist. No one should have to live like this. Let alone here in the United States. But if you're suffering, you don't have to lose hope because there are people out there ready to help you to take back control of your life, ready to walk with you every step of the way as you heal and as they heal too. And that's why our good friend, Dr. Brian Artis, has written and published a new book called Moving Beyond the COVID-19 Lies, Restoring Health and Hope for Humanity. If we don't have our health, we have nothing. And if we don't have hope, why are we here every day fighting? Dr. Artis says, quote, "In this book, I will expose the real facts about COVID and the vaccines and other dangerous drugs and show the many solutions that will help everyone heal and finally get healthy again," end quote. So this book isn't just another endless script of commentary and pharmaceutical talking points like the ones that you see advertised on the Fox News channel. No, in this book, you'll learn straight-up facts, whether they hurt your feelings or not. You'll gain knowledge that you can use to help yourself, share with others, internalize, so that you're prepared for the next time our government and its octopus alliance of genocide tries killing you and your family with a bioweapon. A couple of things the book covers: where COVID really came from, what COVID really is, why many still suffer with symptoms now called long COVID, as well as serious vaccine injuries. What makes the jabs and boosters ticking time bombs for so many people? Why no one should ever take the drug remdesivir, also known as remdesivir. Why some people lost their taste and smell, and how to get them back. What caused blood clots and heart problems and diabetes after COVID and the death jabs? It covers all of that and a whole lot more, by the way. But the best part of all of that is you won't just get the facts and information that could save your life or save your family in future scamdemics, because there will be more. You'll also learn about solutions, things that you can do to combat the mRNA bioweapons and spike proteins that have shed their way into just about everyone by this point in time. Even if you didn't take that jab, even if you didn't get diagnosed with this completely fake disease that was let loose on the world as a weapon of war, you have been exposed. You're exposed to jabbies every day you go in public, every time your kids go to school. Exposed to people who at this point are walking, talking biological weapons that shed over everyone and everything. So this is a book that I, Stu Peters, and this platform, the Stu Peters Show and Network, staunchly recommends. I'm about halfway through it right now. It's a topic that we have been blazing the trail on for 4 years. And if you think that the scamdemic is over, if you think that the genocide of the American people is coming to a halt, how do I say this nicely? You're kidding yourself. We all need to become educated about these products. Every single one of us needs to be walking around with an overabundance of information in our heads and in our hands to protect us and to protect our families and to protect anyone who may need our help when buying into their own demise. So check out the book. It's called Moving Beyond the COVID-19 Lies, Restoring Health and Hope for Humanity. And for more on this, we're now joined by its author and my dear friend, Dr. Brian Artis. Thank you so much for being a hero through this entire thing. Tell us about the book.
Stu, I just want you to know that I love you. Thank you for your trust. Thank you for your efforts every day to convey truth, no matter who it was going to affect, who it was going to make feel bad or judged or shamed. It doesn't matter. The truth is the truth, and it's very simple and clear. Thank you very much for reviewing some of the topics that are in this book. Just so you know, for example, right now on Amazon, there's 30 million books for sale. Why would I write another book?
Yeah.
To sit inside of that cesspool or a pond of 30 million other ones? And why did it reach number 13 of all 30 million in the first week? We pre-sale started 3 weeks ago. I need to explain to you why the world is reacting to this book the way they are. I wrote this book, Stu, because just like you perfectly articulated, I felt that all of us, including you, me, your mother, your friends, my father-in-law, my entire relatives, all of my children, everybody I love around the world, I felt that all of us have suffered long enough, and it was time to move beyond everything COVID-related and the vaccines and to move to actual real ways to heal and regain our hope again. Stu, we've all suffered in our own ways. For myself, my wife, for example, like you mentioned, like millions of others, lost her taste and smell for over 2 years.
She lost her taste and smell?
2 whole years. And then in the same time period, her ringing in her ears, tinnitus, was so horrific. Stu, she couldn't hear me talking to her sitting on a plane.
She couldn't hear me
sitting on the couch. Yeah. I mean, it was horrific. And it was amazing that for 2 years, I, Dr. Brian Artis, who was trying to help save people's lives around the world with hospitals, was struggling to find the answer for my own wife. But within 2 years of all the research you and I dug into and presented to the world and with other platforms, we finally found the solution. And it only took 3 days.
I remember this. You and I and your wife were on a jet together while she was going through this. And while you were, I mean, you have been so committed this whole time to look, we know what's happening. And of course, my job is to let everybody know what's happening because so many people are programmed by their television. What's the television going to tell me to do next? What should I go do next? And we knew that it was all lies. So my job here for the masses was to broadcast, this is what's happening. You have always been focused on remedy. You've always been focused on how do we now help these people?
That's exactly right. And Stu, on top of that, she lost her taste and smell, but that wasn't the biggest loss. What has been the biggest loss? Why did so many millions of people tune into Died Suddenly? Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why I ever started speaking out? Why you and I ever met? Why we ever started doing interviews? It was because of the death march protocols in hospitals. And my father-in-law in February of 2020 was literally murdered with an unnecessary hospital protocol in front of me and in front of my wife. I was kicked out of that hospital by security. They enforced this protocol that ended his life 2 days after I was escorted out. And I have been determined to make sure you didn't fall victim to the same lies and deceits in our institutions of health called hospitals. But I am not the only one who lost loved ones. millions around the world lost loved ones to lies, bribery, coercion. That was all actually orchestrated by every government agency around the world, all in unison and in lockstep. So I broke out in rashes, I broke out in rashes all over my body 2 years ago. Found out I was being poisoned in the water being delivered to my home. And I spent 2 months by myself figuring out what was the solution to actually get rid of this poison out of my body. Canceled those contracts. I was able to move beyond that horrific episode of my life with symptomatology. That was very cosmetic and you could see it. But my wife had issues that were internal. You couldn't see except when she would want to fall over from dizziness and POTS and low blood pressure. That was also affected by what they called COVID. Stu, it took 3 days of chewing nicotine gum and 2 years of suffering disappeared. You want to know how my marriage, my sweet wife, and my home was impacted by discovering the solution to the bioweapons they called COVID? It was miraculous. And that is why I have been on jets with you, documentaries with you, films all over the world, standing in Capitol buildings, testifying at rallies. I was actually asked to testify in the King's Court in Parliament to the atrocities of Boris Johnson murdering people in assisted living homes with midazolam and morphine and then calling those COVID-19 deaths. Yes, this has been a big deal for me. I'm trying to save as many lives as possible, and millions around the world, Stu, and in your audiences are still to this day struggling with the aftermath of the poisons they called COVID that were engineered by men and women all over the world. It was never that a bat coughed and made the whole world sick. You were intentionally poisoned, and there are solutions to all of them. I was able to help restore my wife's health. Everybody around the world clamors to come find me and wait patiently in lines at conferences all over the world to tell me about their blood clots, their heart arrhythmias and AFib, their myocarditis, their neurological problems, their new hallucinations and delusions they call schizophrenia, which is now a diagnosable long COVID symptom, Stu. And right now they have published there's going to be no industry in America that will grow faster over the next 10 years, three times faster than any other industry. Do you know what it is? Mental health jobs. In this book, I explain why the poisons they called COVID are actually already published to be known to cause every mental health issue. PTSD is now a long COVID symptom. Schizophrenia is now a long COVID symptom and diagnosis. Delusions, PTSD. They have now ADD, ADHD. They actually have something called psychotic breaks with an empty cell of turcica. Do y'all even know what that means? That means your pituitary gland disappeared from view. And that is your master hormone gland. And you should watch everybody in social media who are publishing, EMTs included, that they're seeing people who, after the COVID-19 vaccines, are stitching their mouth shut and their eyes shut with needle and thread. There's a reason they're doing that. The poisons, the venoms, they called COVID, which we blasted to the world. They have published, they know, psychosis, just like you guys are reporting. Turbo cancers, just like you're reporting. Myocarditis, like we've told you, are all published side effects of these incredibly dangerous, deadly poisons. And Stu, do you know how long our government has published that you and I and our loved ones and your audiences are going to suffer with everything they call long COVID? Do you know the time frame?
I don't.
They publish it will be 12.7 to 14 years. So I'd like to ask you, Stu, if your loved one, let's say your mother, started having hallucinations and delusions and was actually diagnosed as schizophrenic, and now she's being told she may have to be institutionalized for the rest of her life. What if I told you that they're going to drug her in the next 14 years with every antipsychotic drug to control her mind? When in
fact, I believe that 100%.
They have published, and it's in my book in chapter 14, our government published how venoms cause long-term side effects in the body, and they would last 14 years. And if your mom, if she was, which she is not, if she ever was diagnosed with this mental health condition, instead of being institutionalized, if you just sat her down at home and just kept her safe and loved, do you know they know it would take 14 years for your body to degrade the poisons they called COVID that they introduced into the shots, into your body, to program your body to make those actual poisons that lead to mental health issues, myocarditis, turbo cancers, HIV induced from the vaccines? It's all explained in the book. I didn't just explain how it is I know this is what's causing every single long COVID vaccine for COVID injury. 100% of them are answered in this book. In chapter 15, for all of you wondering, how do I keep my family and my young people safe? I've got a university student who's in her 20s, and I'm seeing all these reports of college-age kids now being diagnosed with a deadly glioblastoma tumor after the COVID-19 shot that's killing them in weeks. How do I take care of my family? Do you know that they published that nicotine is a cure to glioblastomas in 3 days or less? There's a reason they're assaulting nicotine, and we showed you just 3 weeks ago, you got it from your best friend, that La Quinta Columna in Spain was able to confirm tobacco tea because of Dr. Brian Artis's claims for 3 years. We tested this against nanotech in dental anesthetics, and now they're going to do it with Pfizer and Moderna shots. It 100% dissolved all the nanotech. Nicotine, there's a chapter in the book called Just in the Nicotine of Time. Nicotine during the pandemic was being studied and funded by governments around the world. They were testing to see, will nicotine dissolve glioblastoma tumors created by venoms in all aged of mammals and humans? In 3 days, they were able to shrink those glioblastoma tumors in the brain of all mammals by half in 72 hours with just nicotine.
So I'm not recommending that anybody goes out and picks up a Marlboro and starts smoking, and I'm not recommending that you go grab yourself a can of Grizzly Wintergreen, but I will tell you this. All of my closest friends, they chew tobacco. Probably part of the baseball thing. You know, we all played, we all coach, all these things. All of my closest friends, none of us really got sick. We really didn't. I mean, very mild, very subdued symptoms. And as I look back, and after you have said this, and I've looked back, and I've thought about this, and I've really compared who really got sick, who really didn't. Yeah, everybody that smoked. And why the huge campaign to get everybody to stop smoking during COVID? Now would be a great time to quit smoking. Yeah, because they were murdering you. That's why.
There was this big a propaganda push to push these unproven, safe, and effective COVID-19 vaccine jabs that no one has ever tested long-term or safe and effective for humans ever. And at the same time, they're doing as just a big propaganda war machine against tobacco products and against nicotine agents. In fact, Stu, 3 months ago, or sorry, 3 weeks ago, the Australian government actually just made all nicotine agents, gum, suckets, pouches that all of us in America can go buy over the counter. They just actually made them all by prescription only from a medical doctor.
Hey, I got to get to break for DirecTV and Dish Network, but I've got something else very important that I want to talk to you about. So stick around. More with Dr. Brian Artis as we continue next.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 1800s and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? A lot of people, as they get older, they get frustrated because they start gaining fat and losing lean muscle. Well, that's not your fault. Your body's enzyme production naturally declines with age, which means it's harder to break down protein and build muscle. But there's hope because my friends at Bioptimizers have introduced MassZymes. This is the most potent digestive enzyme formula ever. It supercharges your protein digestion, increases your amino acid absorption by an incredible, ready for this, 1,200%. That means that now you'll get more muscle-building nutrition from every meal. You'll experience faster recovery. You'll experience less soreness. You'll have better workout results. And the cool thing is, MassZymes isn't just for athletes. No, this can help anyone who's struggling with age-related muscle loss and weight gain by optimizing your digestion and protein absorption. And MassZymes then helps the lean muscle maintenance and fat loss. So don't let age slow you down. Fight back against muscle loss and unwanted fat gain with MassZymes. And the best part is, you can try it risk-free with their 365-day money-back guarantee. Order it right now at bioptimizers.com/StuPeters. Use the promo code StuPeters. You'll get 10% off any order that you place with Bioptimizers. That's bioptimizers.com/StuPeters. Reclaim your youthful body with MassZymes. A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, and that test can show you if you're aging prematurely. Better nutrition has been shown to actually reverse one's bio age, and my hope of living longer and healthier is why I take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink, unlike any other, actually. It's serious nutrition. Field of Greens was actually approved for a university study that doctors believe may actually lower your body's biological age. So that, of course, generally means better health. Each fruit and vegetable that Field of Greens has in it was selected by doctors to support vital body functions, your heart and your liver and your kidneys, your metabolism, and of course, your entire immune system. And only Field of Greens is backed by this better health promise. At your next physical or your next checkup, your doctors will notice your improved health or your money back. Plain and simple. Go to fieldofgreens.com. Again, fieldofgreens.com.
What are you doing today to refocus, realign your investments so that it matches your ethics, your American Christian-based value views? At Cortez Wealth Management, we want to create a solution that we can avoid the CBDC, can help you with your retirement, get you a reasonable rate of return, not fund China or any other communistic countries, and number five, work with a God-fearing fiduciary that has your best interest and that we can honor God, country, and family.
Got Dr. Brian Artis with us. I wanted to talk about something, though, something that's really been on my mind, something that's really been important recently. As actually here at the network and me personally, I'm going through a lawsuit right now. And this has actually come up in this lawsuit is how all of these documentaries came to be. Why was it that we decided that Died Suddenly was so important? Why was it that we decided to even do the first documentary that this network ever released, which was Watch the Water? And originally, this wasn't even supposed to be a documentary film. Dr. Artis, and let me just bring you back here. I just want to ask if this is an accurate account of events. You called me or sent me a text. I think you sent me a text first, and then I called you back. I have to talk to you about something very important. I called you immediately. You were like, I have to come see you in person. Yep, come on. You came to Minneapolis. We sat down at a coffee shop. You had a ream of paper about this thick. And you started showing me evidence of contaminants and poisons and venoms. You started going on this, like, I mean, I think we spent a few hours at this coffee shop. And I said, Brian, we got to sit down. We've got to do a long form interview on this. You went home, you prayed about it, you talked to your wife about it. You called me back, you said, you're the only person that I can trust to do this long-form interview. You flew back. The church that I was attending at the time, I got that facility. We sat down in this facility. Remember Reese Brown, he was the photographer that followed me around when I was bounty hunting. I asked him if he would tape the interview. We did the lighting, we did all that. And when we were done with the interview, I said, This can't be released as just some long-form interview. The evidence that you have provided here, we need to make this into a film. This has to be presented to people in, like, documentary form. And that's how Watch the Water came about. And then obviously that spurred into after these little ones, of course, died suddenly. And then you came back for another interview at my facility in Florida. Is that accurate? Is that how you remember it happening?
Yeah, I'll explain it to you because if you're in a lawsuit, let me explain to you what happened here. You ready? Because you are absolutely correct. I reached out to you, but the reason I actually texted you and when I got to Minneapolis and you and I met first at your home, you said, this can't be why you came here. I actually said to you, Stu, I know your history and I appreciate your friendship. You have actually been a huge help to me to help make people aware of deadly hospital protocols that killed my father-in-law just a few months earlier when you and I first met in 2020 and started doing these programs. I reached out to you because I knew you had a background in bounty hunting and weapons. And when I showed up in Minneapolis, I asked you, the only reason why I want to meet with you in person is I don't want to do this over the phone. I don't want to do this by email because I'm worried about something. And you said, what is it? And I said, I need protection for me and my family.
That's right.
And you said, there's no way you're wanting to have a secret conversation about weapons, security detail that you might want to have in your home. And I said, yes, Stu, this is true. This is why I'm here. The only reason why I'm here, Stu, is because I trust you to protect my life and my family. I don't know who else to talk about security as well as I thought you would know security. So I actually met with you while we're at your home. You wanted me to tell you what it was that I was worried about that I was about to bring out. And I'd only told one person outside of my wife what it was I was researching for 5 months, and that was Mike Adams, the health ranger. I met with him in private a week before I came to see you. I drove down there and met with him for 5 hours in a field discussing all of my discoveries for the last 5 months. Then I contacted you because I wanted to know what kind of security do I need to be prepared? Why did I need your security? Why did I need your help? It's because I trusted you, Stu. And every time I come on platforms with you, I actually say this every time we do an interview. Thank you for being you because you have stood for me and my family when a lot of people I wouldn't trust to do that. So.
Yeah. I'll be by your side till the end. Yeah.
Hold on. You looked at me and you said, this can't be why you came here. What is it you think you need security for? And I said, I think we need to go talk somewhere else. So we went to a coffee shop and then I said to you, if you really want me to tell you what it is. And you looked at me and you said, wait a minute, this is that kind of meeting? Do I need to go put my cell phone in my truck? And I said, yes, you do. Because I wasn't planning on telling you what it was. And then I relayed to you what I'd learned. And the reason why I was terrified, and you can see it in my face when I first start talking to you. The first thing I learned about the venom aspect of COVID was that there was a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh in May of 2020, who already figured it out. His name was Bing Liu, and he was paid by our government to find out what was the difference between mild cases of COVID in New York City in the early parts of COVID in America, and what was the difference between those that died in the hospitals. And what he published was a preprint for his department at the University of Pittsburgh. What did he publish? He published that we were just funded by the government to figure out what was causing people to die and others to live. And what he found was there was an overwhelming amount of snake venom proteins in the moderate to severe cases of COVID deaths. And he announces to his department, we're going to do a press release tomorrow in May of 2020. Stu, Bing Liu never made it to that press release. He never made it to the press conference. He was found that morning when the press conference was supposed to happen. They found him in his living room with 7 bullets in his chest, 3 in his head, and his recliner in his living room. He had been murdered the night of his press preprint announcement that he was going on the next morning to tell the world what the truth was. And I was scared to death that my family or I was going to be a target. And I wanted you, Stu, of all people, to tell me. I'm about to tell the world. I can't help it. Stu, there was a fortune cookie I opened that had Bing Liu's name on it.
Yeah.
And that was the day I called Mike. It was the day I called you. And I was like, I need help and I need platforms to get this out. When I showed up 2 weeks later after praying about coming to your place to do this interview in your church at a non-disclosed location, that was helpful to me, and it was exciting to do that. I brought 1,500 pages of actual DNA research-backed, peer-reviewed studies proven everything I was going to articulate to you for the first time ever on camera. It was a five-hour face-to-face interview, Stu. When I walked out of that building and flew home, you notified me that this cannot, even at the end of the interview, wrapped up in your church, you said, we cannot make this a long-form interview. We've got to make this into a film. We've got to condense this information. This is way too powerful. And you and your team came up with an incredible, damn amazing production called Watch the Water. And I trusted you with my life. I trusted you with the info. And every day for the last 2.5 years, as you and I were hated on for this documentary, I have said nonstop, thank God for Stu.
People still hate on us.
He knew how to get this out. Stu Peters, I have to tell you, I get into an Uber traveling between an airport and a hotel for another medical conference within a few months of our Watch the Water documentary. And this black guy is driving the Uber, a very nice gentleman. He's talking to me and asking me, what are you traveling for? What do you do? And my wife was in the backseat with me. And I said, actually, I'm a public speaker of sorts. And he said, well, what do you speak on? And I said, all the lies called COVID-19. And he looks in the rearview mirror and he goes, how about this new lie that I've heard that it's not actually a bat virus that's making everybody sick. It's snake venom that's doing it. Not a joke, Stu. I said, yeah, I actually talk about that lie also. And he goes, he didn't actually put two and two together at the moment, but he looks in the rearview mirror and he goes, well, if I remember right from this documentary, it was king cobra venom and some other snake. And I looked at him and I said, it's called the Chinese crate snake. Not a joke. This guy's neck breaks almost when he turns real quickly to look at me and he goes, oh my God, it's you. And I said, it is me. Not a joke what he says. You have to hear this, Stu, because the hatred you and I got, I have been defending the truth the whole time in millions around the world as I give them the published antidotes to their symptoms, and they're finding miraculous curing of all their symptoms in just days. It's amazing. This guy looks at me and goes, do you know where I saw the film for the first time? And I said, no. And he said, I watched Watch the Water for the first time at my mega church that I attend. My pastor played it for the entire service 4 weeks in a row. So his audiences and all of his congregation would get the truth. And I just want you to know what you see as the numbers of what Watch the Water reached and died suddenly reached. That ain't how many people it reached. It has reached hundreds of millions of people. And I expect that no different. The truth, the relief, and the curing of all your symptoms called long COVID. All of you who are wondering, why did this happen to me? Why is this happening to me? Why is it happening to my kids? Why don't the medical doctors have an answer? They will have an answer if you buy the damn book and give it to them. I'm tired of people not listening. And if you buy one of these books, buy the book, because in chapter 15, I tell every medical doctor what medical test to run to confirm what's causing your exact problem or your loved one's problem, even if it's infertility and miscarriages. I can explain it all. And I show you the published cures. I had suffering in my own home from a murder in a hospital, suffering with poisons that are the published side effects of all venoms. And they synthetically manufacture these venoms all over the world. And if you don't know it, $2.2 trillion have been made by one drug company called Novo Nordisk out of Denmark. It's called Ozempic and Wegovy. Imagine the shock for the whole world to find out, Stu, after 3 years ago, you and I explode on the world. This venom industrial complex called the pharmaceutical industry that no one knew about. Imagine their shock now to find out a company in just 5 years has now convinced millions of Americans that they are diabetic, fat, and have heart disease because they're Gila monster lizard venom deficient. Just so you know, inside of Ozempic and Wegovy, Zepbound and Majorna, when y'all are injecting once a week these injections, you're injecting venom called Exendin 4 from the deadly, toxic Gila monster lizard from the deserts of the United States of America. Why on earth do you believe that you're deficient in Gila monster venom that causes, and every Ozempic and Wegovy drug made from this venom actually is published to have a black box warning that within 12 months of use, you will develop every form of medullary thyroid cancer. If you want to know why millions are being diagnosed with turbo cancer, Stu, the National Cancer Institute published in 1956, and I show it in this book. In 1956, the National Cancer Institute paid two scientists to figure out what does snake venom do when it's introduced into a human. And they published it causes rapid forming turbo cancers in less than 72 hours. What are you seeing right now? Those same two scientists, Stanley Cohen and his cohort Rita, they were awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1986. You might want to know what's in this book because they don't want you to know. They're censoring it from your medical professionals. If you buy one, please buy a second one. Chapter 15 has all the solutions to your problem. That is Cohen. My promise to you. Buy one and get a second one because you need one to give to your favorite medical doctor that you love and respect. Give it to your favorite chiropractor, acupuncturist, herbalist, hairstylist, whoever is visiting with people and listening to the misery like you and I do on interviews of people who have no answers to their health problems.
And there's so many of them. There's so many that don't have answers. Cohen, interesting name. Cohen, what a coincidence.
No, it's not coincidental. Y'all need to study Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, Dr. Stanley Cohen. When you dive into his life, you're going to realize, did you know, Stu, he actually plays a part in what's in the COVID-19 vaccines? And do you know, every single expert you've had on here, except for me, I'm not joking, and I'm not going to tell myself that I'm an expert, anybody you've interviewed has told you the atrocities of turbo cancers, myocarditis, new onset of diabetes after the COVID-19 vaccines, death, paralyzation. All of you have been told in every interview that it's to be blamed on the mRNA gene therapy in the COVID-19 vaccines. Hey, Stu, would it shock you to learn there is no mRNA in any of the COVID-19 shots? Would it shock you?
At this point, no, that wouldn't shock me at all.
Would it shock you that the NIH admits that the antiviral vaccines for COVID have no virus in them and no mRNA in them? And would it shock you to find out that they actually put DNA plasmids inside the vaccines and it perfectly explains how they make every single person that got the vaccines, how now their cells are engineered and primed to produce venom inside their body that causes every diabetes you're seeing right now, every miscarriage you see right now, every turbo cancer you see right now, every myocarditis symptom you see right now. Everybody, listen to me. If you have a heart problem or you've been diagnosed with myocarditis, hey, Stu, while you and I were trying to be locked down in our homes, do you know that our government was paying scientists around the world to inject viruses into mammals to create myocarditis in less than 24 hours? And do you know what they used to reverse it in 3 days?
Nicotine.
They actually gave all these mammals 3 days of a small dose of nicotine, and by day 14, all myocarditis, visual imaging of scarring and damage, was completely reversed. Ask your cardiologist if nicotine is right for you. And if your cardiologist isn't telling you that, it's because they're not paying attention to the Stu Peters Network, the Dr. Artist Show. They didn't watch the Water because most people wanted you to think it was a conspiracy theory. Everything I have studied has reclaimed my wife's own health. It has made my life and my home better. Everything you've actually educated people on around the world has provided hope in a world of madness and insanity. To be able to get through the propaganda, you have to dive into the research. And that's exactly what I love to do. It's what God designed my body to do and my mind to do.
You know, there's not a whole lot of books that I support. Look, I don't have people coming on here to shill books. Everybody knows that. This isn't about a book. It is, in this case, about a book.
Yep. Oh, number one. Number two, I got to tell you this. Okay. You have gotten a bunch of crap about Watch the Water.
Oh, yeah.
I have actually watched medical professionals get up and actually share research studies in their attempt to disprove that it's in the water. Just so you know, there's nothing that anybody has ever shown me that would ever convince me that it's actually in the air. And in this book, I actually show the world, Stu, for the first time ever, how it is they did this through our water systems. And how in 2017 and 2019, our United States government and our health agency started paying water treatment plants to put the DNA plasmids that are in the COVID-19 vaccines to make you sick and have every disease you have right now that even looks like COVID, They put that in our water treatment plants 2017, 2019, and they wanted to find out, do the water treatment plant chemicals and the technologies they use to disinfect the water before they send it into your home, do DNA plasmids survive all the chemical treatments that you do? And they found out in 2017, 2019, in three different studies, that DNA plasmids survive any chlorine level, any UV light to disinfect the water, and every form of hydrogen peroxide dumped in the water to clean it. And it will go right through all that water treatment and make it into your mouth, into your shower. It will go into your eyes, into your mouth while you're showering, in through your hair follicles. I'm not joking. They published this. They can get that DNA plasmid through your hair follicles into your bloodstream. And then we publish it, show you how they did this, because this is going to be a rinse and repeat. There are going to be about 15 different more viral pandemics, which are not viruses, actually. Yep. They're going to tell you it's something in the air. It is not. It's in the water. It's their favorite way to poison you. Fluoride, they've been learning how to poison you and dumb us down for decades. And many of us have been fighting that in city councils all over the United States. Thank God one court just in California a few weeks ago said the EPA needs to look at this because children's IQs are going down. We talked about it on your platform. Yep. I have been meeting with health officials in my own town for over 20 years. They know how to poison us in our water systems. They published it in 2007 that venom can be distributed in water, literally water, to be sent to a village to make them sick and then go in and raid those villages. It's actually called water and terrorism. It's a document from our government in 2007. They tell you how they can do this and exactly how they did it. You need to watch the water, purify your water, distill your water, because this will be the way they target you in the future. And if you want to learn more about venoms and how far they reach, venoms are now in three major industries. Every day you're being exposed and you didn't even know it. Insecticides around the world on every farm are made with venoms from snakes, scorpions, spiders, and wasps. Sprayed out of crop dusters, clouds of venom. Did you know that most cosmetics now contain either spider venom, cone snail venom, or snake venom? Did you know that? Y'all might want to know why they're putting it in everything. In fact, Nicole Kidman is a spokesperson for a company called Vegamour, V-E-G-A-M-O-U-R. They're selling like 10 million of these a week. Just so you know, their shampoo and conditioner contains spider and snake venom. You might want to start. It's in the ingredients, by the way. I'm not making it up. You just turn it around and look. It says spider and snake peptides. That's exactly what we were educating the world through Watch the Water. And then they put venoms in lots of drugs and vaccines. Everybody out there, you don't even know this. Since 1981, if you're on lisinopril, lisinopril is a drug called captopril. And since 1981, to lower your blood pressure, your medical doctor has been prescribing a drug that is dried snake venom in a pill from the snake called the Jirocas viper out of Brazil. Now, I'd like to ask you, now that you've learned that in 1956, we discovered that all venom in a human causes turbo cancers, I'm going to ask everybody in your audiences, have you ever had a loved one who was diagnosed with high blood pressure, put on an ACE inhibitor, and then a few years later was diagnosed with any cancer on earth? All ACE inhibitors are made from snake venom. As you introduce snake venom into the human body, every tissue in your body can make turbo cancers. And this feeds that industry. Go and do your own research. Look up your loved one's medical record. See what ACE inhibitor they were put on for high blood pressure and what cancer they developed later and then died from with chemo and radiation. And I'm not joking. Look up the drug name of your loved one, lisinopril, captopril, and enalapril, and then add the words plus whatever cancer your loved one was diagnosed with, and you're going to see the direct correlation to everything venom and cancer. This is a massive industry that doesn't want to be exposed. Stu, I just had the Healing for the Ages conference 2 weeks ago, and I want you to come attend one day because you've been a hero to me. The Healing for the Ages conference, within 5 minutes of launching it, guess what happened in Australia as a country? They banned healingfortheages.com, the web domain, from the entire country. And when you typed in healingfortheages.com and hit enter, a warning came up for all Australian citizens. We will not allow you to access this website in the entire country. We deem it a danger to public health. And all we did was talk about natural solutions to everything COVID, including nicotine, the nanotech, you name it. Why would an entire government be afraid of us talking about bee pollen, cleaning your water, and using nicotine agents to protect your health? Just for example. And anyone out there who thinks they've tried nicotine after watching our interviews and they did not see immediate or benefits within a week or two, there's a reason for that, Stu. 36 different venoms were found in every single COVID-19 vaccine, or sorry, every COVID-19 patient during COVID. Only 19 of them target nicotine receptors. The other 17 target other receptors, and I have them all summarized in the book. So at least now you have a reference to go look for what might be a potential help for your suffering.
We know why they didn't want to be discovered. We know why they didn't want the website. We know why they called us disinformation purveyors. We know why they labeled the disinformation dozen. We know why they sent bot farms to come and attack you and to attack me. We know all of these things. You got to get the book. It's called Moving Beyond the COVID-19 Lies, Restoring Health and Hope in Humanity. It's by Dr. Brian Artis, my dear friend. I got to get out of here. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
God bless you. And remember, Zev Zelenko called you and told you I was number one on a hit list by Pfizer. You might want to know why. It's in the book.
Get the book. Moving Beyond the COVID-19 Lies, Restoring Health and Hope for Humanity. You know, Dr. Artis said something that was something that we have always said here, which is, don't believe me. Go do the research. We're giving you the tools. Artis has the book. I have the platform. We have the films. We have the studies. We have the posts on X and on Gab and on, well, not anymore, Instagram and Facebook. We tell the story on Rumble. We tell it on DirecTV and Dish Network. We tell it on Roku. We tell it on Amazon Fire. We tell it on Apple TV. We tell it on Apple Podcasts and anywhere else that you watch this program. We have the truth. We have a limited amount of time. We tell you as much as we can, but we always tell you where to go and find it. How people can still actually down Dr. Artis, or how people can actually still call me Venom Boy or whatever, it's because these people have been sent to do that. And for the longest time, I could never figure out, when Watch the Water came out, I could never figure out why in the hell would Media Matters be calling this an anti-Semitic film? I had never said anything about Jewish people. I had never talked about Jews. I had never talked about Israel. We may have made some reference to some things about mandates because that was a very shot mandate heavy country, this foreign secular nation state. And I just kept thinking to myself, why in the world would that be? You just heard Dr. Artis talk about Stanley Cohen. I said, huh, Cohen, that can't be a coincidence. And so we do our own research here. Dr. Artis can come here and say all the things he wants to. This audience knows damn well that we fact check pretty much everything that ends up on the air on this network. Well, Stanley Cohen, we can research him, and it doesn't take very long to go down into his early life and figure out what it is that's going on. The synagogue of Satan is rearing its ugly head. All of the media companies, BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street, gobbled up all of the media companies that were suppressing information about the truth about COVID-19. All of them are headquartered on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv. The people behind these shots, the people behind these dangerous protocols, whether it be the CEO at the time of YouTube, who's now dead, likely burning by the lake of fire for an eternity, for suppressing the truth, for kicking me off of that platform when I released the trailer for Died Suddenly. Anthony Fauci. And now this. Stanley Cohen, biochemist. Everywhere that you look, the same group of criminals are involved with wanting to kill you. This isn't something that I hope to come here and talk about every day. This isn't something that I wish for every day. But no matter whose feelings it hurts, and no matter what rag is going to call me a conspiracy theorist or an anti-Semite of sorts or a bigoted racist or a misogynist, I don't care. We will go anywhere and say the truth. And all of you know, I don't sit here and shill books. I don't have a bunch of writers coming on and former politicians coming on here to shill their book because everybody's written a book. Not all of them have sold like that one from Dr. Artis, moving beyond the COVID-19 lies, restoring health and hope for humanity. Get on Amazon. I'm halfway through it. The only other book that I promote on this platform, the Holocaust Encyclopedia. That event is the one event that these people use to prohibit you from telling the truth because you're an anti-Semite. You just have to believe the lies. You have to believe the history around World War II. You have to believe all of the ridiculous and absurd claims about crimes that were perpetrated, about that World War II, the cause of it was the Holocaust. You can now dispel the lies for the first time in history. Go to holocaustencyclopedia.com. Use the promo code StuLikesBooks for a big discount at checkout. Make sure that you get, by the way, the hardcover, because we know that there's an internet kill switch. These people are waving me out of here. They're saying that I have to go. But you know that we are a nation under attack. You know right now that they're weaponizing every single thing, whether it's your health care, whether it is Western medicine, whether it is your finances. Now they're weaponizing weather. You are under attack by a government that has openly declared war on you. We'll be right back. You know, we live in a messed up place right now. Health and sickness and cancers. I know that I keep hearing about people that I know, friends and family. You probably have a lot of this. Suddenly diagnosed with a life-threatening cancer. Or maybe it's happened to you. Because now this turbo cancer is a worldwide epidemic, and we're supposed to pretend like it's normal, like it's just always been here. But the good news is there are therapies that are working. And they have been proven in thousands of clinical studies. One study found on PubMed found that breast cancer's proliferation of growth rate dropped by 40% in only 24 hours using specifically a 660 nanometer wavelength. Another study on prostate cancer found that 49% of the over 400 male participants went into remission with just that one therapy. A lymphoma cancer pilot study showed that all three out of the three patients became cancer-free completely. Sounds unbelievable, but it's true. You can discover all of this information and more in a special training from investigative medical journalist Jonathan Otto. He's a great friend of mine, good friend of the show, and he shows you how you can use red light, including the specific wavelengths as proven by those studies, for all of the different types of cancers, as well as tinnitus, weight loss, wrinkles, acne, dementia, cognitive function, depression, anxiety, long COVID, vaccine injury, stem cell regeneration, lower back pain, sciatica, the whole array of autoimmune diseases, including thyroid disease, arthritis, lupus, gut disorders, all of that. And in fact, you can get your own red light therapy device in your home risk-free, as you're completely covered by a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 3-year warranty. On top of all of that, there's financing options, so you can get it now and pay later. Just go to myredlight.com. Again, that's myredlight.com. Make sure, you guys, that you don't miss this free special training while it's available and claim the extremely limited time bonus gifts, discounts, all kinds of additional savings, and 10%, by the way, with the coupon code STU10. Go to myredlight.com and use the coupon code STU10. Don't miss the training. Again, myredlight.com. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike Gummies from the Zeleco Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved, and parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions, too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement. It's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. Zstacklife.com/SPN. Again, zstacklife.com/SPN.